Hey, welcome back. Well, tomorrow, right here in America, we're going to be celebrating our gastronomic excess. Well, of course, I'm talking about Thanksgiving. How many times have we admonished one another, don't eat too much turkey? Well, that's not going to be a problem for these two. Come on, you'll see what I mean. Let's get started. Astonishing, amazing, incredible. Oh, folks summoned superlatives like that when they saw it. A near perfect poultry. This week's episode, Turkey Delight. Mike Jackson toiled relentlessly over the same worthless dirt that sent his exhausted daddy and granddaddy to their early graves. Through three generations, the 120-acre farm barely supported those near-starving Jacksons. Cows and pigs scrounged for enough to eat. The broke-ass Jackson's clan always teetered on the edge of poverty. Rethinking the farm's business model was paramount. So, rather than suffer the same economic fate of other farmers in the area and go tits up, Mike Jackson made the big switch. He abandoned those scrawny cows and all those skinny pigs and launched his well-researched agricultural venture, a relentless pursuit to produce the perfect turkey. Worried that some of the hatchlings might have trouble that cold, windy night, Mike and his wife, Lizzie, hovered over the nest where the brood hen sat on her scrum of eggs. When the seventh baby turkey busted out of its shell, oh, Mike and Lizzie gasped. After 10 years of trial and error, oh, they finally did it. Produced the most perfect, the most gorgeous, perfectly proportioned baby turkey folks in Chickasaw County would ever see. Lizzie, with tears flowing from her eyes, cradled the chirping infant like it was one of her own. As the baby boy turkey grew, news of its magnificence spread from Chickasaw County throughout the state. Mike and Lizzie entertained curiosity seekers from far and wide. Hushed onlookers entered through the turnstile that Mike installed in the barn door. "We can't have us no cheaters. Ain't bought no ticket," Mike told Lizzie. Nobody entered until they paid Lizzie a buck. 2 years later, just a week before Thanksgiving, the governor was way down in the polls. Folks didn't take kindly to him always raising their taxes. Worried about his reelection, he asked his aide, "Anderson, how the hell can I get my smiling face back in front of these idiots? These voters, and turn this thing around?" Well, always on the lookout for human interest opportunities, Bobby Anderson told the Gov about Mike and Lizzie Jackson's marvelous turkey way up in Chickasaw County. Well, that was all the seasoned politician needed to hear. The governor's private jet landed at the regional airport. With the press corps in tow, they all hopped on a taxpayer-provided bus and drove over to Mike and Lizzie's. When they arrived, the governor, not being a busy man, dispensed with Mike and Lizzie's silly fawning with the wave of his cigar. "Jackson, just take me to go see your turkey for this photo op so I can get back in my private jet and fly back to the governor's mansion." Mike put his greasy John Deere cap back on, and he and Lizzie led the way to the barn. Lizzie, of course, let the governor pass through free of charge, but stood sternly by her turnstile until the others coughed up a buck. Mike turned down the background music and unclipped the red velvet rope so the gov could enter the stall lined with fresh straw and flickering candles. When the governor saw that majestic bird, he was puzzled. He had pretty much kissed every ugly baby in the state and officiated at everything from chili cook-offs to spelling bees. So, Just when he thought he had pretty much seen it all, this one, it threw him for a loop. Jackson, is that the prize turkey everybody's so damn excited about? Mike Jackson was beaming. Yes, sir, Mr. Governor, that's him. The governor took the cigar out of his mouth and walked over for a closer look. What? Then how the hell is it that he's got one of his legs missing? Mike removed his John Deere cap and looked at the governor straight in the eye. Well, Mr. Governor, it took me and Lizzie 10 years to come up with this here bird. When you finally get a turkey this perfect, well, you don't eat them all at once.